So this is a big weekend for a couple reasons. I'm thankful to be here today in front of all y'all. I'm glad y'all... Thank you, buddy. How many have you been studying the book of Matthew? Nobody? Mike has. Mike's been studying the book of Matthew. Anybody know why they should be? It's almost tax day, right? There. That's a freebie. You can use that one from here on out. Has anybody ever gotten an unexpected compliment? Yes. Yeah. It's kind of nice, isn't it? I got one from my wife yesterday, actually. It was unexpected. It was nice. Some of you have seen the full beard, but when I'm at home, previously, before I trimmed it, when I was at home, I would, you know, push it out. I mean, it was pretty weird. Pretty weird and disgusting. And I told Sarah, I said, I started cutting it. I said, "Hey, honey, I don't look like Moses or Aaron anymore." And she walked by and she said, "Yeah, now you look like Samson." So I stood in front of the mirror and may have flexed a little bit. Looked at the reflection and said, "You're looking good, Samson." Well, thank you, honey. I appreciate that. You didn't know Samson was preaching today, did you?
Oh, hi, Samson.
Oh, my. I know. Pray for humility, right? Yep.
A wife is a good thing.
A wife is a good thing. Kids are, too, because... They can humble you real quick. Not even 20 minutes later, they said something about how old I was. And anyways, it was a little portion of humble pie right after that. So I wasn't trying to listen to him after that. Let's turn to 1 Timothy 1:1. So. Not long ago, I talked about the 40-year-old lame man that sat at the gate called Beautiful, and that was in Acts 3:2. And we talked about how that man was seeking a connection with people. As he begged for alms, he was looking for eye contact. He was looking for some kind of connection, to where he would be able to get you to see his perspective on things, to see his struggle. He was seeking you to view his life from his point of view. Today I would like to talk about reaching people who are not looking for a connection, who seem to be against or uninterested in having a connection with you in this world. Maybe they look unapproachable. Maybe they look hardened. So in 1 Timothy 1:1, let's read kind of what I'm talking about. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions, rather than godly edifying which is in faith, so do. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned. from which some have swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say, nor whereof they affirm. But we know that the law is good, if a man use it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. Sounds like a good group of folks, doesn't it?
That sounds like a murder.
Yeah. Sounds like I don't want to hang out with any of those folks. Not really. We want to do a little bit of an exercise here. I want you to just close your eyes, and I want you to think about somebody who you may consider the worst person that you can think of who you would not want to share the gospel, the grace of God with. I want you to find that person in your mind and just hold on to that person. Now open your eyes and take a look around. You're looking at those folks. We are those folks. Are we not all of those things that we just read in verse 9 and 10? But by the grace of God.
Amen.
Ouch. We in Christian churches in general have a stigma against people with a certain look, with a certain hardness, a certain way they walk, a certain way they dress, with certain ink on their skin, with a certain way they speak, or what music we can hear playing in their car next to us at the stoplight. Church folks in general look down on these people and perceive they are not worthy to make a connection with. We avoid those that we perceive to be unapproachable. Let's jump down to 1 Timothy 15, chapter 1, verse 15. Sorry, not 15, 11. Just jump down to verse 11. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust, this is Paul talking, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into ministry, who was before a blasphemer, a persecutor, and injurious. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of God our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Keep going down to 15 and 16. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all exception that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern, which Mike talked about in the last couple weeks, to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. The Apostle Paul, who was given grace and mercy and peace, says he was the chief sinner. The Lord Jesus Christ approached Paul on his way to Damascus to do what? What was Paul going to Damascus for? Do you know? Okay. He was going to persecute and imprison Jews who believed on Jesus Christ. Let's go to Acts 9. Acts 9, verse 1. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they be men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? This guy was in the middle of saying, I'm going to rack up the stinking Jews. I'm going to kill them. I'm going to bind them. I'm going to take them. He was in the middle of fantasizing about killing people, killing Jews. And God shows up, smacks him in the face. Whoa. Paul was mid-sinning, if you will, breathing threatenings and slaughter when Christ Jesus intervened in his life. From what I have noticed in my time, Christians like to cherry-pick who they want to witness to, who they feel might be a good Christian. And they only share the gospel with those cherry-picked persons. Man, they would be a fantastic Christian in the church. Who did Jesus Christ pick to be the apostle of the Gentiles? Mid-sin. The chiefest sinner around Jesus Christ picked. And yet we want to cherry pick who we feel would be a good Christian. Why are we, who are no better than anybody else around, the worst person that we can see in our mind's eye, why are we choosing who we witness to? Why are we withholding the glorious grace of God from those we perceive are unapproachable or seemingly unwanting of connection? Jump back to First Timothy chapter 2. First Timothy 2, verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for a few men. All men. For kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. When was the last time you prayed for Vladimir Putin? Keith, how dare you bring his name up here? Are you praying for him to receive clarity of the gospel of grace that would save his soul and cause him to repent, cause him to change his mind? Do you think the Ukrainian people or the Russian people are taking for granted peace right now? Do you think the Ukrainian families that have been displaced would love to sit down with their families and enjoy a meal on a Sunday afternoon? We all have the choice to trust in Christ right up till death. How dare we be so presumptuous to think Christ's atonement is not available to those we think are unredeemable? Let's look at Luke 23:39. Luke 23:39. There were two other men that joined Christ on Calvary that day. All three of them hanging on a cross. In Luke 23:39, it says, "And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." That guy was hanging on a cross, dying. One made a choice, so did the other one. One was in paradise, one was not. Now I'll jump back to 1 Timothy. Chapter 2. In verse 3, "For this is a good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." And there's one more verse I'd like to look at before we close. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because of the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us."
Amen.
Good ambassadors for Jesus Christ don't cherry pick who they witness to. It should be freely shared and freely given to those who maybe we feel are undeserving or unapproachable. The truth is, those who are or feel the furthest from the grace and forgiveness will be the most grateful and most joyful when they have received that free gift of God. Jesus Christ offered that atonement on the cross when he bled and died, was buried, and rose again on the third day. He gave himself ransom for all of those who will believe that the gift is for them as an atonement for their sins. This was a challenge for me because I feel like that sometimes I cherry pick people, those who are approachable. So it's not, I'm preaching this to me. I hope you guys can use that in be able to share freely as a good ambassador of Jesus Christ. and I forgot to plug these books, so I'll do it now at the end. Steve even mentioned before, he said, don't forget the books. I forgot them. We are still giving away these two free books. This one's from Mike Stewart, Things I Have Been Taught from the Bible That Are Not True. And this one's from Terrence McLean, Jesus Wasn't Talking to You. These are freebies. If you would like them, if you want to read those, we will send those to you free of charge. And we can do that by the generous gifts of people who have given to this ministry. And if you send us your snail mail to info@ohiogracebible.com, info@ohiogracebible.com. Thank you for the clap in the back. I finally got it right. Anyways, send us your mailing address, and we will send those to you for free. If you want one or five or 25, I think we've gone all the way up to, 50 before, right? So, thank you all for listening. Does anybody have any points they'd like to share?